welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode... Oh, crap. I hate when I do that. It's 285, I think it is. Hold on. Let me double check. Spotlight on DC Comics. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps Rebirth. Number one, sir. And I am Chris Mosby.
Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
Hey, happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, thank you. No, it is. It's 284. My bad. I'd already changed it. Thank you very much. All right. One more trip around the sun, and I'm still here. Despite all my attempts to muddy myself with bad food and even worse drink.
I think I saw all that on a bumper sticker. Maybe it was a t-shirt.
Yeah, might have been, yeah. So, it's pretty good birthday so far. I've been playing some games, and weather is ridiculous here. It keeps going up and down, and sleet, rain, sleet, and ice, then rain, and in a couple of days, it's going to be 60 degrees, so it's awesome.
Get any toys?
Toys? No, but I bought myself some new Batman shirts that are coming. The new Batman symbol, they made a shirt out of it already. I got one of those coming.
Oh, with the yellow outline?
Yeah, and okay. One with the Thomas Wayne Batman from Flashpoint. Something's happened to the one I had, so I got a new one of those. And Batman Beyond shirt I wore so much that there's holes in it, so I bought a new one of those. And let's see, last paycheck I bought a good stack of comics. I got some things, yes, good stuff.
I need to buy some.
In stock trades has got really cheap deals right now. Even with postage, sometimes it's cheaper than Amazon. And even the fact I got Prime, even.
So. I want to get that. I want to get a trade of that Avengers story where the Masters of Evil come into the mansion and like beat the crap out of everyone, and Hercules ends up in a coma at the end of it.
Is that the Avengers assembled?
No, it's way before that. It's like Roger Stern time.
Oh, okay.
Tom DeFalco.
Well, that might be in a Epic collection.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I just, for whatever reason, it's like in the back of my brain. I want to read that story. Let me look.
I've got almost all of them. Of the Amazon. I mean, anyway, yeah. Continue while I'm looking that up.
No, for some reason it's on my brain.
Got a bunch of those. No,
it's not. Definitely traded. I've seen it in trade, I think.
Let's see. Masters of Evil.
I think it's during the it's during the Dr. Druid period, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay, so you got
the high point.
Yeah, bearded Thor, Namor, Dr. Druid, Stingray, I think, was a member at that time. Captain Marvel, the Monica LeBeau or Rambo, Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Is it Rambo?
Yes, Avengers Epic Collection number 16. It is called Under Siege.
Under Siege, thank you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's out there. When did it come out?
Under Siege. Okay, well, so it's going to have Steven Seagal in it and Gary Busey.
Let's see. I bought it. It came out 5/11/2016, 456 pages. It covers...
Holy crap.
Yeah, those things are awesome, dude. It covers...
How much is it?
Well, I bought it for $20 on DCBS, but they usually run around 20, 25. Their cover price is 40. But it covers... here's the plot. Masters of Evil take Avengers Mansion in one of the greatest comic book epics of all time. Baron Zemo strikes at the very heart of the Avengers as he leads a revamped and larger-than-ever Masters of Evil in an attack on the team's home and wins. And if that wasn't enough, Earth's Mightiest Heroes must survive the climax of Secret Wars 2 and battle for the ages between Kang and Immortus. That's in there too. So you got, let's see, two teams. Collects Avengers 1963, 264 to 277, Alpha Flight number 39, Avengers Annual number 15, and West Coast Avengers Annual number 1. Yes, I do. That is in my collection.
I'm going to say that I'm going to look for that.
They keep those in really good stock, but I definitely look at they've got a sale going on in stock trades for a whole bunch of Marvel stuff, and this is on there. And if you buy something, you got a week and it takes an extra 2% off. So I've been like just about the time that goes out, then I buy something else. So I've been getting that little extra. So anyway, it's a good deal.
Keep you coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Under Siege. Okay, thank you. You're Ooh, Tommy Lee well. Jones, too.
Yes, Tommy Lee Jones. Yes, exactly. All right, then.
Sorry. All right, so Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps Rebirth, number one, with a... Clearly, it's a take on the cover from when Hal Jordan was Parallax.
Yes. Same same famous writer, artist that did a lot of work with Geoff Johns. One of my favorites.
Vince Scriver?
Yes, Vince Scriver. Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. So, again, like the cover, take on the... Again, a take on the Parallax cover, only this time he has just the one ring. I don't know why he's wearing it on his middle finger, but whatever. And he is. Why would he do that?
I don't know. They change that up sometimes. I've seen it.
And it's his right hand. Does he always wear it on his right hand? I don't
know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's right-handed.
Definitely. Is he? Okay. I didn't know.
Well, the middle finger is more centered on the hand. I think they've always done that. And if you look, sometimes the Legionnaires don't wear it on the ring finger either. They wear it on that finger. Anyway.
Whatevs. Okay. Saying. All right. So we're in Space Sector Zero, the center of our cosmos, and the remains of Oa. So Oa is now a ring of debris. For eons unknown, Sector Zero was home of the Guardians of the Universe and the central precinct of the Intergalactic Police Force, the Green Lantern Corps.
You almost said Galaxy, didn't you?
I did. I admit it.
Yeah, I heard the G when I was reading it. When I was reading it, I almost said Galaxy in my head, too. Anyway, sorry.
And then we get a Skurkow. Apparently there is noise in space. Skurkow. It's right there. Skurkow.
Yes, it does.
I don't move.
That's where Skirt State comes from.
Oh, okay.
Skurkow.
Awesome.
All right. Then there's a lot of Skurkow. So there's noise in space. And it looks like wildfire or perhaps Sunboy is blowing shit up. But no! It is now... under the control of the supreme force of order in the universe, the Sinestro Corps. And we have a giant planet with the Sinestro symbol on it. I think it's actually used to be War World.
Yep.
And we keep, and it's still Skurkowing. It looks actually kind of like Apocalypse with all those fire pits on it.
Yep, it does.
And it's Skurkowing stuff. As we do, it's playing asteroids essentially with the debris from Oa. It is. I mean, it's just blowing shit up. Okay, yep. And War World has reached its destination, my Lord Sinestro, and we have Shadow Lass talking to an old Sinestro.
Pretty much.
And she's all yellowed out, and Sinestro is an old man with big, bushy old man eyebrows, and his ears are not quite as pointed as normal. Decrepit, and your creation is all creation is yours to command. It is as the Book of Parallax foretold. War World, a curious moniker, Lysa. Lysa, Lyssa?
I think it's Lyssa.
I go with Lyssa.
Lyssa, okay. War implies there is an adversary who opposes us. It suggests the faintest glimmer of possibility they might prevail. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The war is won. Yeah, she is. She is Shadowlass's descendant, right?
Yeah, I was pretty sure she's.
I don't think
Malor.
So.
No. Oh.
Maybe they
no,
call her.
No, I think her descendant is Larissa.
Let me. I'll search that.
Who's Larissa? Who's Larissa?
Larissa was in
ex-sister-in-law, actually.
Legion.
Oh.
Larissa Malor, Lydia Malor. I think this is someone totally different and not even from Talok.
Oh, so she just happens to have the blue
skin, the black
outfit, and the big boobs, like a.
I'm pretty sure she is from
Talokian.
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, her name is Drac, Lyssa Drac.
Oh well. Mm-hmm. So she's a vampire.
She is actually from that Talok 8, though.
Is she really?
According to this, is little is known about the enigmatic Lyssa Drac, except that she is from Talok 4, one of the three. That's right. Shadowlass is from Talok 8.
So
she's from Talok 4, one of the three inhabited worlds in Talokian star system, in Sector 3500. That Lydia Malor and Larissa Malor, Shadowlass, and Mikhail Thomas, Talok 3, Mikhail Thomas, Starman. Is
Starman
from,
guy.
He's from Talok 3. Okay. Hail from. Okay. How she came to be a member of the Sinestro Corps, which is based on antimatter universe of the planet Corps, is unknown, though it can be assumed that she was recruited by Sinestro himself. There you go.
So all blue-skinned inhabitants of the whole universe,
yes,
are some form of Talokian.
Apparently. Okay.
Or Talokian. Talokian, Talok. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. So she's sitting there rubbing up on him, and
yeah, she likes
telling him
men ancient.
Yes, she does. She is. She's got her sugar daddy there,
who gives
her the hand and says, "I'll not be coddled. Say farewell to the stooped Kurarian, Lyssa. Yeah. He will be entombed in the Oh my God, what are these words? A big three-syllable words. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce that one. That's one I only ever pronounce in my head.
Yes.
That's a head word.
You know what it means, but it's...
Yeah,
it's
you don't say it. I gotcha. Yeah.
I've never said it out loud.
I think it's a coffin.
Okay.
Yeah. The coffin of history. Lord, big words, Robert Vendetti or whatever. Okay, alongside the bones of the Green Lantern Corps, and now we're in Space Sector 563.
Well, you got
dead world.
You got to admit, he's pretty arrogant. I can see him using big words like that to make himself sound smarter.
Yeah, he's Sinestro.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now we're in Space Sector 563. It's a dead world, and we get a voiceover. My name is Hal Jordan. I was the Green Lantern at Space Sector 2814. That's the sector for Earth, Coast City, my home, a long way from here. I'm Martin and Jessica's son, Jim's brother, uncle to Howard and Jane. My name is Hal Jordan. I am the Green, and he's repeating. I repeat these things because I have to remember. If I don't, I'll lose myself to the willpower that got me chosen to wear the ring of a lantern. And then we get, the remembrance of what happened at the end of the Green Lantern series during New 52, and he had become a just solid willpower at that point. That was how it kind of ended. He was dissipating into willpower, and he is a big giant hologram of green. The title of the story is Forged. Robert Venditti wrote it. Ethan Van Sciver drew it. Jason Wright colored it. Dave Sharp lettered it. There was a variant cover, which I haven't seen, by Kerry Nord, the assistant editor Andrew Marino, Mike Cotton.
It was pretty standard.
And Eddie Braganza group edited this thing, whatever that means. And he continues his voiceover. My dad was a test pilot, my hero. When I was just a kid, he crashed and died right in front of me. And we get that scene of that Jeff Johns. I guess Jeff Johns kind of created that moment where he's holding his dad's jacket and watching the origins, plane crash. Rebirth or something, the original Rebirth.
Yeah.
I grew up and became a test pilot too. A Greenlander named Abin Sur found me, crashed and dying, just like Dad. The last act was to give me his ring so I could take his place in the Green Lantern Corps. There used to be 7,200 Green Lanterns. In time, I became their leader, but we were in trouble, mistrusted and hated by the universe we'd sworn to protect. To save the Corps, I pretended to be a criminal, took the fall for every wrong we'd ever been blamed for. I gave up my ring and stole the prototype lantern weapon, Krona's Gauntlet. And then I ran. Now, aside, was Krona's Gauntlet, was that created for that run, the new 52 run, or was that something from that actually existed before?
I've seen it before. It was supposedly the prototype for the Green Lantern Corps, and I read a lot of that run. And it was supposed to be the power of 10 rings.
Right. From the new 52 it came.
And I saw it before that though. I don't remember what it was. It might have been during that whole White Lantern thing.
Okay.
I think they ended up using that maybe to fight him. I think maybe. But it seems like
Krona came back out. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like I've seen it before. That.
With Necron and
yes,
and Black Hand, yeah, okay,
yeah,
and then so Hal Jordan skedaddles on the run from the law, and then the Corps vanished. Kilowog, my best friend and the only Lantern who knew the truth of my innocence, John Stewart, Guy Gardner, and Simon Boz, all from Earth like me, gone. The Guardians, immortal beings who created and guided the Corps, gone. Kyle Rayner, once a Green Lantern like I was, some say he's the key to the universe's survival. Gone. I don't know what happened to them. I have no idea if they're alive or dead because I ran for nothing. Now I'm losing control. My powers are unstable. It's the gauntlet. I understand why the Guardians locked it away and made the rings instead. The gauntlet is dangerous. It's turning me into someone, something else. I'm thought. I'm expression. I'm a construct. A being of pure, unharnessed will. What does that even mean? Beats me. I'm outside the flight manual here. I just know I can't stay this way. I feel it. How close I am to disappearing inside the emotional spectrum forever. But I can't put this gauntlet down. Not yet. There's one more thing I need to do. And he's making a big giant sledgehammer out of that. And he's smashing down on a green rock on a green anvil. Lots of green. Just have to hold on to myself a little bit longer. And he's kerzackling.
I like that little touch that every time he hits it, he's not green, fully green.
Oh yeah, look at that. It's like he becomes human again briefly.
I missed that the first time, but yeah.
Oh, he got blue jeans on like they did with Superman in the Grant Morrison run. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yeah, I never know. Yeah, it's nice catch, Chris. I didn't see that either.
Yeah.
So he's hitting it down, and there's a really cool two-page spread here. And we get flashes of the Green Lantern Corps coming back from the end of that crappy miniseries they were part of. And there's the Guardians, the two remaining Guardians, and there's Kyle Rayner as the White Lantern from Omega Men. And there's Jessica, help me out here, what's her last name?
Seems like it's Cruz, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. From Green Lanterns.
Yeah. What a disappointment.
And also from Justice League.
Yeah.
With a Z, yes.
Yes, exactly.
They're very cool.
Green Lanterns. It's yeah.
See, and I it's
they're KEWL cool, in fact.
I don't remember. I don't remember that sequence. Those two pages for some reason. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there it is. Mm-hmm. And now it's in front of you. So then we get We get a little rumbling, the Green Lantern Corps. We got John Stewart and Kilowog and Guy coming through some warpy thing. And the last Guardians, Gambit, says the bald chick. Side?
Yeah, it seems like that's right.
The Spectrum, the green light of will, it tremors. And Kyle Rayner, this is so not good, he says. And Jessica is doing what Jessica does, which is bitching and whining.
Pretty much.
Jessica is protector of Earth. Because that's all she does.
Yep.
Yeah, we're back at War World, and wow, that's kind of, for a big piece of technology, that's kind of retro, that staircase. That is one goddamn long staircase. Look at that thing.
Yes, it's huge, man.
Jesus. Remember, like, in Ghostbusters when they had to run up the building?
Yeah,
like
I know. Opposite. Yeah.
Going down. Or in Suicide Squad, which I couldn't believe they copped that from Ghostbusters for Suicide Squad. Whatever.
I've forgotten all. See, I watched that movie and I barely remember any of it.
Which, Suicide Squad?
It's like little bits and pieces. I need to watch.
And when they go in there to rescue Waller, and they're going running up the stairs, and Quinn bitches that she needs to up her cardio after running up the stairs. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, yeah. So he's walking down. Sinestro's walking down this really big flight of stairs, and it was clearly built and designed by the same guys who do the Death Star, because there's no handrail.
Nope.
On this thing at all.
Nope, no handrails.
So one slip of his little arthritic body, and he is toast. Tremor. I could probably fly down. Why isn't he flying? Okay, so Tremors, the hour grows short, he says. Do you sense it, my old ally? I came to visit you one final time. And he walks up to a big giant door and opens the door, and there's Parallax inside the door. And we get a skinny, naked Sinestro.
Lord, talking to the...
God, that is a really... Skyver does a... That is a really nice drawing.
Oh, I know, man. I love his work. It is top-notch.
Wow. That is beautiful. Okay. So, you have done well. Your power has fueled Warworld on its long march to the center of the universe. Your yellow light of fear cut down too many enemies to number. Without you, none of my victories would have been possible. Without you, the energy stores would not be filled to bursting. I ask that you grant one last request. Everything. And I also like, there's no exclamation marks when he's talking. It's all just, he's just talking. I'm cool as a cucumber. And we now get a bunch of crocooms going from panel to panel. We get Indigo One, leader of the Indigo tribe, saying, knock, of course. And then Lar flees, Agent Orange, mine, and Carol Ferris, who's now, I thought she wasn't Star Sapphire anymore. I guess she is. And she gets a big crocoom again. And she says, Hal? And now we are back to Hal Jordan. And he is solidly Hal Jordan at this point. And Mom said I followed in Dad's footsteps because I idolized him. My brother says I'm just stubborn. The truth? I did it because I hated being afraid. The Green Lantern Corps saw that in me. My ability to overcome great fear, it's called will. That's why Abin Sur gave me his ring. Now I have a new ring. A ring made from will. My will. So that's what he was doing. He was taking that rock, that green rock that was will. Big chunk of will. And hammering it out into a ring. That's pretty clever to do with a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I didn't recognize the significance of it until later on, but up until this point, only a Guardian has been able to create a Green Lantern ring like that.
And they take that up in later issues. The two remaining Guardians, Saeed and Ganthet, bring it up.
Then they say it right there on the next page.
And the Guardians once told me only they held the knowledge and ability to forge a ring. Can't believe it took me this long to prove them wrong. We've been never been one to play by rules. There's one rule I'll never break, though. You wear the ring, you say the oath. And he does the brightest saying, Black's night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light, and wow.
That's a great shot right there.
Nice splash page.
If I was ever to get a tattoo, it'd either be a Green Lantern symbol or a Legion symbol. I'm not. That'd probably be what it would
be. I have a Superman one on my right ankle.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Yep. A little shield about the size of a quarter. Yeah, maybe half dollar. Half dollar. All right.
Well, how mental
voiceover.
Of you.
I know. my name is Hal Jordan. I was Green Lantern of Sector 2814. I'm going to find out what happened to my friends and protect the universe while I do it. I've got a lot of work to do. The good will see the Green Lantern. Oh, yeah. The good will see the Green Lantern symbol and know there's still someone with the will to fight for them. The bad will see it and run. So he thinks he's Batman. And he leaves. I don't know. Does he leave the gauntlet on that planet?
I believe he does. Yeah.
Ooh, story point.
Yeah. Story point.
And we get another splash page. My name is Hal Jordan. It's about time I caused some trouble. And that's it. That was the whole issue.
Yeah, that's a good starting point.
Really a little, nice. A little origin synopsis, a little catching up on the one or two things that happened during New 52 that were significant, and abandoning all of his new cast that they created for the New 52.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, they pretty
You had a couple of cool supporting characters that are just gone.
Yeah, I admit, those were kind of cool. I don't remember when I started reading that again, but they were kind of neat.
So that is the whole issue. We have Hal Jordan's back. He doesn't realize that, you know, he doesn't know what's up with the rest of the Green Lantern Corps or with the Guardians or anybody. And something Sinestro looks like he's going to go in and rape Parallax at some point here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
And that is where we are. The end.
All right.
Comments, questions,
observations. Way better than the other comic, the Green Lanterns comic.
Yes.
I still enjoy that. Reading it every month. I stopped reading the other one completely.
Hal Jordan's twice a month.
I read it. It's good stuff. I'm a little behind, but it's good. I really enjoy that. I've always been a Green Lantern fan. I really solidified it when, I mean, we've talked about that before, when Geoff Johns wrote all that stuff. And then when they all left, it just went, their voices changed so much, it was like different characters, and I stopped reading it completely. All the way up to almost, when I found out they were going to do the rebirth, I started reading the Green Lantern again to see what the hell was going on with Hal. I read a good chunk of it up till the end. So
you said the voice was different with the New 52. Is it gone back to being...
Yeah, he sounds like Hal now. Okay. I don't know. After it was over, and then, I don't know, I think it's the same writer, right?
Yeah, Robert Venditti, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if it's the way, I mean, we've all heard the rumors that they were like real heavy-handed on what was being written, but it seems more like Hal Jordan to me now than it did back then. Even that little bit before the New 52 ended that I started reading it, it sounded different. I don't know. Not all of the Rebirth stuff has been great, and I know you guys agree with me on that. But it just seems better, you know. Now.
Yeah. So far, so good.
In fact, I got caught up on. I had a whole bunch of. I had a subscription to Green Arrow, and I was so behind. I cut it off till I caught up. And it's actually pretty good. I think you said you weren't enjoying it, though.
Yeah, I dropped it.
It reminds me of the old Mike Grell series. See, I've got all that, and I, you know, got it a little bit at a time, and I've got that whole run.
It's probably, I mean, I'm sure it's on viewcomic.com or the other one. What's the other one called?
And they've been reprinting that. I didn't know if you knew that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Read comic books online. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, and I know the Read Comic Books Online has a bunch of the old Green Lantern or Green Arrow from, Longbow Hunter time and before and around then,
which was hard to read because he didn't. The part of it that bothered me was he wasn't doing much of the actual art. He was writing it all. The writing was good, but the guys that they had doing there for a while until he started doing both again, the guys that they had doing the art was, oh man, it was rough, but it was still a good run.
Barreto, right? Eduardo Barreto.
Ed Hannigan did a lot of it too.
Yeah, oh, Hannigan, yeah. You're right, yeah.
They just brought back Eddie Fires too. In the new one.
I like that character.
Yeah.
I like that character.
And he's a guy for hire and everything. It's been pretty good. Having Diggle in it though just doesn't seem right. It seems forced. But
in the New 52 they actually also had what's her name? His tech geek.
Yeah, they had her in there for a while, yeah. I think she got killed.
Oh, did she? Okay.
I think. But and I mean having Black Canary in there and they took their, you know, just an item just like they were before. So, I mean, I'm enjoying it so far. I've read all the way up. So, yeah, I was glad I started reading that again. What else?
I don't have the time.
Well, I just been making time.
I'm going to take a month. I'm taking a month off at the end of March.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to spend a lot of reading time.
There you go.
A lot of reading.
Yeah. I've been reading, catching up on the stuff.
Nothing.
Comixology stuff.
Yeah, nothing like Murray's sabbatical of a year. This will only be a month.
A month sounds ideal.
Man.
Of course. I've only been back to work for a week, so.
Well, the longest vacation I had in a long time was that 2 weeks. The week before and the week after Christmas. That was the most I've had off in a long time. And boy, did I need it. All I did was play games and comics.
My wife's in the middle of a 6 week between job hiatus, so. Oh. Lucky her.
Excellent.
All right. Oh, I got nothing else. Thank you for suggesting it.
Yeah, no problem. I'd forgotten how good that was. I read it. It's like, yep, I'm on board. So, and that just shows you know, leaps and bounds better than that other one. I still might read it just to see what's going on with it. I don't see it lasting forever. But hey, you know, what are you gonna do? But let's see. It's almost taco time. So
okay, you go taco it up.
You'll get about 20 minutes for taco time. So one of my favorite things, and my mom's bringing a whole batch of blueberry muffins, which is, you know, I'm allergic.
Are you going to put those in the taco?
No, I'm putting those all in my
delicious
belly is where they're going. Maybe not all today, but they're going in my belly.
Wait, when you said your tacos were different than Mexican tacos, I had no idea.
But, since I'm allergic to chocolate, my mom always makes those for my birthday.
Oh.
Yep. Oh. I know. You forgot about that, didn't you? You forgot about that, didn't you? Yeah. Halloween
That's
is
so
hell
old.
On me because I just go ahead and eat some anyway, and then I get headaches and everything else. It's terrible. So,
yeah.
So, blueberry muffins, that's my thing, man. I can't wait.
Have a happy birthday, dude.
I think I will. I'll hang out and holler at each
other. How do you eat a chocolate bar? You can't eat a chocolate bar.
No, I know. I know, man.
Oh.
I eat like a little, just like a Kit, 1/4 of a Kit Kat, and I get a headache from it. Seriously.
Oh, goodness.
It's that way with Coke, too. I'm allergic to Coke and Pepsi as well.
Well, they're gross, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's, I drink Dr. Pepper. I'm not allergic to that. Thank goodness. So, yeah, all right, let's wrap this up. And
you're breaking our hearts here, Chris. So.
I know.
I'm going to go eat some chocolate for you.
Do that. I approve of that. I do.
I'm going to go eat some Lindor, and then I'm going to go have a handful of chocolate chips.
Okay. That's enough.
And then I'm going to find a leftover chocolate from Christmas.
Yeah, there's
a lint ball. Some of those lint balls.
Yeah, there's a couple of leftover pieces of chocolate bunny from Christmas or chocolate Santa in the fridge. I keep seeing
a chocolate bunny from Christmas.
No, it's a
How
Santa.
Do you celebrate down there?
It's a Santa. I corrected myself. So I see every time I open the fridge, I'm like, damn it, there's that damn chocolate
Anyone
Santa.
That still has a bunny left over from Easter, that's.
I used to do that
problems.
When I was a kid.
That's problematic.
My parents give me shit about it even still. I'd hoard that candy from Easter, and I'd eat a little
hoard?
Bit. Yeah, I'd oh have. Boy. I'd still have some the next Easter. I'd finish
that
it up.
That word gives me a headache. What?
Yes,
stop
I
it.
It's true. It's true. I'm a no. Hoarder. I know it's hard to believe, but that's the truth. Anyway, let's wrap this up. As
Please
always.
Do.
You can send us an email at podcast@talesfromwanbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on our Facebook page and discuss things and stuff there as well. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think. Oh, wait, one real quick thing before we go. I got a happy birthday from John Ostrander.
Lovely.
Paul Cooperberg. And Robert Greenberger. But that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
The law is ass. Law
yes, is yes. Awesome. Awesome stuff. All right, anyway, that's it for this week. And we are out.